morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun and Steve is out. Matt Belanger's in.
Fresh off TV. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You're
fresh off TV. I think Steve Patterson is fresh off of TV right now on the East Coast. Got an email from one of our buddies, Shehan. He said he watched the first 15 minutes. Steve looks good and mentioned Tater Tots, My Talk, and the State Fair. Woo!
All the high notes. Yes.
He's on live with Kelly. Mark Consuelos is in Italy, I believe. So they asked Steve to fill in. We'll all get to enjoy that at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. our time.
Excellent.
You guys can watch it. You can tape it. People still say tape it. Record it.
DVR it.
DVR it. We're still DVRing?
I think so.
Okay. Well, you can do that now, 11 o'clock.
This is so good for him because this has been a long time coming. He has been vying to co-host for forever.
This is his mom was a big fan of the show. Excuse me. And that's how it all started, you know. And so he has basically been, thirsting to do live for many, many years, and finally it has come to fruition.
Yeah. We were worried about his sodium levels and electrolytes because he was, thirsting.
I gave him a Gatorade to take with him.
Oh, that's so nice.
Good for you. Good for you. Gatorade is so good to rehydrate with. Listen,
sure
I... Yeah, I know that he was signed up to do this, right? And I think it got canceled at the last minute.
This
years
was in,
ago.
Years during ago. The pandemic.
Yes.
Yes. So April 1st, 2020.
Long time coming.
He was set to go, and then he was forbidden to fly.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize
he was not allowed to fly.
The nuts and bolts of that. But hey, there you go.
So we had to cancel.
Man. Well, we love Steve-O. And hey, you get me. Little substitute.
Yeah, it's good for Steve. It's good for you.
Yeah, I love coming to hang out with you guys.
Thanks
Thank you
for
so
hanging.
Much.
You have a big event coming to your neighborhood.
Listen, I am so pumped. I don't know where Holly falls on the spectrum of garage sales. If you are pro garage sale, anti garage sale, maybe you're neutral. But I love a garage sale, and our big neighborhood one's coming up this weekend. And I have little price tags stuck on all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
my garage is bursting full of my stuff and loved ones' things that I'm trying to sell for them.
Cool.
And so, come on out. A lot of it's that season, I feel like.
What's the neighborhood?
Oh, thank you for asking. Funny you should ask. Bryn Mawr neighborhood, so the west side of Minneapolis. And so, no, I'm not going to tell you what street I live on, but if you come and walk around, they do like 100 garage sales in the neighborhood.
Wow. Do you go to other people's?
This coming weekend. I do. Yeah, I always go and check out my neighbor's stuff.
I do love garage selling. Yeah. I'll come.
Please, that would be a lot of fun.
That'd be great.
Buy my junk.
Do we have good items for sale? Like,
Well, I think I do, but that's, I'm biased.
Yeah, but it's not like precious moment figurines and like a and a bucket of joy.
What's the expression? One person's
trash is another person's treasure. No, I've got some nice pillows, kitchen wares. It's a catch-all. It's just all kinds of stuff.
I'm excited. Is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Saturday's the big day, but a lot of people get really into this, right? Like there are diehards.
Oh yeah, they're going to the ATM. They're getting all their cash because it's cash only. People.
Yeah, no, none of this fancy schmancy Venmoing over here. But a lot of people plan on going Friday afternoon and get a jump start because they want to be the first one to get in to see like all the good stuff before it gets gobbled up. And a lot of people open in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood of Minneapolis that Friday as well. Just try to get a head start. And I'll probably open up on Friday.
Okay.
Because, I love selling my stuff.
You know what I hate? You know what I hate? I don't like when people are there before the start time.
Before you're ready.
Like, get out of my yard. What are you doing?
They're like drooling and like...
Yeah. And they're trying to come in while you're still setting up. And it's like, nope, we're not open yet.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. As long as they pay and buy something, I don't care. Come on in. I ain't scared.
Well, now we know. We'll hover outside of Matt Belanger's house and stare at him through the window and be like,
licking our chops.
Out back in the alley is where the sale is, for the record. So
ready for this gently used pillow.
I know.
Okay, cool. Now, when you say pillow, are we talking throw pillow or are we talking bed pillow?
I have a variety of, I have a, a, a cornucopia of throw pillows that I'm unloading because we did a redo inside. So I have these nice, very gently used pillows. Not a dog hair on them.
Maybe I'd be interested.
You might.
I'm coming.
Yeah, a lot of dog stuff we have, you know, like things that we just don't need anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time do you open?
Oh, sheesh. I don't know. I'll get going Friday afternoon, probably. Okay. And then Saturday morning, probably like 8 by 8 or 9. I think people get up and they go because they want to do it and then get it over. You know, nobody's out shopping at 6 at night. You know what I mean? It's a morning thing. I feel like the crowds go in the morning. So.
Okay. I'll see you
on
Friday.
If you come, that's like star power.
I'm totally coming. Are you kidding me?
Oh, and I like to play music. Like, it's a party. Like, I have the oldies on, honey. You know, it's like, Mama said there'll be days like this. And I'm like, $2 and that's yours. So, it's a good time.
You got wiggle room on the prices?
Absolutely. Make an offer.
All right. I love this.
Yes.
I will definitely be there. I'm not kidding.
Yay.
Is parking going to be hard?
Brittany just texted me. She's like, I want to see the pillows. Send me a picture.
I do
Don't
too.
Sell them.
Yeah. Do you have any small appliances? Do you have a toaster?
I have a coffee pot that we upgraded. So I have a nice drip coffee pot. Mr. Coffee brand. Thank you. Okay, whatever.
Ooh,
and I think it's
got a
it's a steal at like $8. So come and get it.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right,
thank you for letting me use your platform as a giant advertisement.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. But I just one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
Parking, how's that going to be?
Well, you know, they closed down kind of the center of the neighborhood. There's where the coffee shop is and everything, and there are food trucks there. I mean, it's literally called the Festival of Garage Sales. It's not just me. It's lots and dozens and dozens of these sales. So you just park the car at one point in the neighborhood. It's free street parking, and then people just hoof it around. You know, bring one of those big Temu bags like you have, and then you can just stash the stuff in there.
Oh, bring the bag with the roller on it.
That's not a bad idea too.
People like have wagons. People bring their wagons, you know, and they take their haul. And I mean, people get serious, and I love them.
Right.
I love them. Welcome.
I will be there.
Welcome.
Bring
$1 bills, please. Need change.
Oh yeah. Did you already get your change?
I'm gonna go to the bank later this week.
I probably have some quarters for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you've got some things priced at like 50 cents. And
yeah, I try to avoid the coin things. But some of my friends who gave me some things to sell, they're like, 25 cents. I'm like, really? Just throw it away. I mean, donate it. Thank you.
All right.
My friends who will remain unnamed.
That's probably best. Anyway, we got to go. Look at the time.
Oh, no.
Hey, when we come back, Holly mentioned in her Dirt Alert Taylor Swift's new album. It is huge. We've got that related story that has to do with her ex-boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. Looks like that guy has moved on. Or has he?
Yeah, let's see the real story there.
Yeah, we'll discuss when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Hey guys, it's Donna for my friends at Blaze Credit Union. They've got 27 locations now. I think there's one more still to come this year. Blaze is a full-service financial institution. Let me try that again. They're a full-service financial institution, and they can help you with any type of financial product or service at any point in your life. They're all about service. Maybe you are looking to buy a new or used vehicle. They can help you out with that. They've also got extended warranty plans that are going to cost you less, and they're better than the dealer. So remember, you don't have to finance through the dealer. You can shop around. You can go to Blaze Credit Union and find out what they have to offer. They've got free checking. They've got mortgages for you. They've got savings accounts. I mean, the list goes on and on. What you should do is go to blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA, and they are an equal housing opportunity lender. When you go there, tell them Donna Valentine sent you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi. Welcome back to the show. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun and Steve is out. Matt Belanger's in.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Hey. What's that? Not a whole lot. Thank you for asking.
It's a Monday. It's a rainy Monday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's kind of dreary. I feel like it makes people super tired.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I guess I fell asleep on the couch yesterday and I started making weird noises. And my roommate's like, you were snoring. I'm like, you were snoring.
That's amazing.
We were watching the Bon Jovi documentary.
Ooh, I want to talk about that. Can we talk
Have
about
you watched
that later?
It?
No, but I want to know.
I'm not done. I'm almost done with the last episode. It's a little self-indulgent.
Okay. Yeah, well, these things tend to be, right? I mean, sometimes.
Just a lot of the comments, instead of being like, oh, we're so appreciative of our fans, it's like, yeah, they love us. You know, it's just a lot of, I don't know.
It's like you and Steve talking about the show.
Exactly.
Anyway.
But the complete opposite. Okay, so Taylor Swift's new album, doing great.
Gangbusters. Holly told us about it at the top of the hour. I mean, some of these numbers are just eye-popping. I mean, it's breaking records, right?
Yes.
You know, did you? Yes. So it is chock full of swears, you say? I mean, more so than. I haven't listened. I'll be honest. I haven't listened.
There's a lot of F-bombs.
Okay.
She likes the S word a lot.
Mm.
Okay. Especially in her pandemic albums. She says that word a lot.
Mm. Okay.
And then she says a word, the F-bomb, in one song in the past. You know, I think it was on Folklore.
Yeah.
And there's
that wasn't her jam, right? Like, is this she wasn't as
she was
sweary.
Like a goody two shoes kind of image, she's but you know that's okay. I mean, we're all human.
Well, millions and millions and millions of these, you know, album units, whatever that is. But yeah, she's doing well, man.
That, you know, and It's just, in my opinion, I haven't listened to the whole double album yet, and I will. It doesn't seem like there's any hooks, and so she's only selling these albums, I think, because she's Taylor Swift.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
This is, you know, I'm following you here. So you don't think there's no banger on this one?
She's had better albums. Okay. I will say that. I think it's very different, and I think good for her, but...
Well, let me just make this a little more blunt. You're saying she can put out, because she's Taylor Swift, you're arguing that she could put out a mediocre album, and it's going to go gangbusters just because.
Doesn't matter what she does. Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. She could put out a spoken word, anything. She could write a book that's 4 pages long, and it will be a bestseller.
Everyone will want it.
Yeah. A lot of her music is already semi-spoken word anyways. When you listen to this album, it's more, she's telling you a story, and the format it happens to be in is an album and music.
Yes.
More than she's making pop hits.
Right.
That's what people love about her, I think, is that the lyrics... And the story she's telling, I mean, I think people associate with her, relate to her stories and things in so many ways.
Sure. And
so,
but, yeah. And the truth is, girls earned it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She has earned every ounce of success that she has. She hustled hard in the beginning. She hustled. She visited every radio station, knew every DJ by name. This girl knew how to network. She knew how to connect with her fans.
Mm-hmm.
She did things on personal levels, would send them handwritten notes and gifts.
Wow.
You know, people who were in her fan club, she knew. You know, she would have these little listening parties. She deserves it. Yeah. She deserves to just sit back and enjoy.
Listen.
All the, you know, reap all the benefits.
She has got quite the tribe behind her.
you know what I mean?
Like, she don't mess with Taylor.
Right.
Listen, and this headline grabbed me, too, this morning. Joe Alwyn, obviously Taylor Swift's ex, is just making it clear for the world that he's dating and he's happy and he's moved along here. Apparently dating someone new after, of course, dating Taylor Swift once upon a time. And he's just kind of making clear that he's doing all right. Honestly, I didn't know that he dated Taylor Swift, but then again, I'm not always following that. Right.
Yeah, they were together, I think, 6 years.
It was a long time. And they're very close in age. I think that he's 1 year younger than she is.
You know, and if you listen to some of her songs, it sounds like, you know, again, going back to folklore, because I love that album. Mm-hmm. He talked about things like, you know, I'll just paraphrase the sentiment she's trying to say. Being with me, you're signing up for something that maybe you don't want in your life, but you love me anyway, because there's always a camera in this girl's face.
Yeah.
How she was able to keep this kind of relationship under wraps for so long was pretty impressive. But looking at her with this relationship with Travis Kelce,
yeah,
it makes you wonder, was she being stifled? Because she seems to be loving the spotlight.
Right, right. She is thriving.
Yes.
I feel like the Joe Alwyn relationship happened at a time when Taylor Swift was actively retreating from the spotlight.
Okay.
You know, she went through the whole Kim Kardashian feud thing. She talked about how tough that was in Time magazine.
Yeah.
And just a general retreat where she had been so out and forward with her personal life. Maybe with this one, she was like, you know what? I'm going to pull back a little bit.
Yeah. Right.
But then you meet Travis Kelce, who is equally as just, you know, yeah, I love the spotlight.
Yeah. And I'm having fun. I'm young.
Yeah. And I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. I just wanted to flesh this out a little bit more. So the source that was questioned, you know, about, or gave some information here about how Joe Alwyn's doing, is said that he certainly doesn't talk poorly about his ex in any way, and that he was genuinely in love with her, and it just didn't work out.
I think they were engaged.
Yeah. So,
because we saw a ring on her finger at one point, but it's sad. And also, he lives in England, you know, maybe he didn't at the time. Maybe he was in L.A., but that's his hood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she moved over there for quite some time.
Because she's got that song, Goodbye London.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Just makes me wonder, though. I mean, it has got to be a special kind of feeling to have your ex be Taylor Swift. Like, you cannot get away from, you know what I mean? Like, if you headlines, break up with somebody, you're like, okay, I'm just not going to see that person anymore.
Right.
This girl is everywhere and doing really, really, really well without you. So that's got to sting a little. I mean, that takes a special kind of processing through, you know.
Buddy.
I feel like that would really stink.
For sure. Being like, oh God, I can't escape it.
She's everywhere and doing so well. And it's like, you can't help but feel a little bit. But hey, they say that he's being a good guy. He's not talking bad. You know, everybody's just going their own way. But boy, that's got to be hard, because she is just ubiquitous, you know.
Right. Yeah. I wonder what his next acting project is.
Well, that's where his heart is, right? He loves to act. So we'll see.
He hates the spotlight, though.
See, how does that work?
I mean, you could love the craft,
I guess,
and just not want
what comes
along
that
with
comes
it.
With
yeah.
It.
He was really great in that movie that was about Harriet Tubman, I believe. He played a bad guy and he was really good. Cynthia Erivo, I believe, was in that one as well.
It was just called Harriet, or Harriet. It was called Tubman.
Okay. I think it was Harriet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harriet.
Harriet. 2019.
Yep. He was very good. I was impressed. I'd never seen him in anything. And I'm like, okay, this guy can act.
Huh.
He's good. And now we dance.
All right. Hey, coming up, even though Steve is not here today, we're still going to play News It or Lose It.
Woo-hoo!
Holly, will you kindly play on behalf of Steve?
Would be honored.
Thank you.
Yes. She's going to crush me.
Well, we'll see. So that's coming up next.
I'm going to CNN right now.
Yes, the game News It or Lose It. Top headlines coming up next. My Talk 107.1.
Hey, friends, what's up? Stevie Boy, for my friends at Hoffman Weber Construction. Are you thinking about it? Have you been thinking about it? I mean, it's like the roof that you're never going to get to, right? You can. Hoffman Weber Construction. The front door that you're like, every time I walk through this thing, I'm thinking, boy, we could use a new door. Turn the curb appeal up a little bit. Feel a little better when we get home at the end of the day. Hoffman Weber Construction. Or, look, I get it. It's not like the sexiest thing that you want to do, but do you need a new roof? Or do you need a new windows, rather? They've got great window options. And by the way, they can look really slick now, too. Hoffman Weber Construction, they can help you. Or if you're looking for just the overall glow up of your exterior, some new siding, Hoffman Weber Construction. They're legit, guys. Go look at their reviews. Honest to goodness, take a walk on their online reviews. So many pleased customers. I think one of the things people love, they don't have pushy sales reps. Their average sales cycle, this is a little inside baseball, but it's not like an hour, like a bunch of people like, hey, sign, sign, sign. It's 30 days. They're like, take your time. Make a good decision. When you do, we want to partner with you. HWConstruction.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hey, good morning and welcome back. It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Steve is out. He was on live with Kelly, co-hosting in New York. Woo! Don't forget to watch at 11
fancy,
today.
Fancy.
I'm very excited for him. He had some great guests, too. Anne Hathaway.
Yes. Oh, I'd love
Justin
to meet
Hartley.
Her.
Justin Hartley. I know.
I have a massive, massive crush on Anne Hathaway.
Do you really?
I do. I think that she is just so classy and amazing and smart and wonderful and just all of it. Love her. Anyway. Let's play a game.
Okay.
It's time for Five Eyewitness News's Matt Belanger's News It.
That's news to me.
Or Lose It.
That's bad news, man.
Here's Matty B from TV.
Yes, it is the news game ripped from the headlines, fresh and hot off the presses here. News It or Lose It. Basically, the person who answers the best of seven questions or the most of the seven questions correct wins. That's the simple premise here.
Okay.
Now listen, last week was a hot mess express. No one got a point because it just fell apart because you two just took it down the silly road and I guess it ended in a tie somehow.
Are you blaming us?
Yes. Okay. So let's do better this week. And Holly so graciously has agreed to play for Steve. So the overall score remains Steve with 5 weeks that he's won. Donna, you have 4 weeks. So you are right there on his tail.
Okay.
And here we go. Let's play. Here's question number one. Her mother thought she was just having a nightmare after watching a scary movie when the little girl said there were monsters in her wall. But it turns out in a... Yes, Donna?
Mice.
That is not correct. And I will finish the question. But it turns out, in a way, she was right. What did workers eventually find in the 100-year-old wall of the home?
Oh, Holly.
Holly?
Raccoons.
Not a raccoon.
Oh,
no.
Donna. Plushies. Little Monsters, Inc. plushie.
No. Holly, a possum.
I'm just going to say.
Donna, squirrel.
Holly, a hamster.
Even smaller. And there were thousands of them. Nobody's getting a point, but
hermits.
I'm going to
shoot. Ew, gross, cicadas.
They fly.
Donna,
hornets. They help flowers.
Donna, bees.
Bees.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. Oh. That's a nightmare.
The bees, listen. The bees.
50,000 bees.
Sick. Where is this?
In the wall of the home. And the little girl, it was in her bedroom.
Yeah,
and
but
little...
where is this home? I need to stay at least 50 miles away from this home.
Yeah, that's scary, right? So the little girl was like, Mommy, I hear noises in the wall. And mom was like, not having it until they investigated. And some guy actually brought like a thermo camera in or whatever.
Yeah.
Or somewhere that sees through the walls. And then you could see this big swarm, 50,000 bees. It cost the homeowners $20,000.
This is a nightmare.
To clean out the bees.
Every now and then I'll see like bees like constantly inside my cabin. And I'm like, oh, please don't let there be a bee nest inside.
Oh, yeah, look, bees, you can keep partying, but you can't stay here. I'm sorry.
Right. The lights
you don't
are
have
on.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's right.
No more drinks are being served. Like, you gotta go. Okay, no one got that point. Number two. It became a tourist attraction of its own right in Chicago. People even tossing coins inside
Donna.
The dent. Well, now you're just playing. You're just
the river. The river.
Can I just finish the question before you?
But Holly.
Yes.
Isn't it like a dent of a rat?
Oh my gosh, you got it without even hearing the question.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Say more.
So let me finish the question and then I'll get to the answer because Holly just read my mind. Okay, so yes, there was this thing called the rat hole in Chicago. And it was in the sidewalk, and it literally looked like a cartoon rat. The outline of the rat got steamrolled and smashed into the concrete, and then it hardened. And it was just like a dent with a rat outline, tail and all.
Cute.
And people, and I mean, it was been there for a long time. People would throw coins in it, whatever. It became an attraction. Well, they just took it out because the city lifted up the concrete slab that has it in there, took it away, and put a new one in because apparently they were getting complaints. I don't know who was complaining. It was kind of crazy looking, you know. It's a little attraction. Probably the neighbors who live right there where people were coming to look at the rat smashed.
Well, they could have gone and like got all the change.
I don't know.
And come to your garage sale.
Anyway, so wow. Oh, Holly, congratulations on that one.
Yeah, I keep up on the rat beat.
Yeah.
Rat news.
Please remember you are playing for Steve.
Oh, that's true.
So you could try less. But I have no opinion, of course.
Playing for Steve.
Yeah, so don't let her win, Donna. Bring it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Number three. With a price tag of $10,000, an Ohio company is selling a robotic dog that can do what?
Donna.
And it's built.
Fly.
No. And it's, but here's some context clues. And it's built as a way to maybe help someone clear away brush or even help with snow removal. What wild thing can this robotic dog do?
Holly!
Yes, Holly.
Clean up actual dog's poop with its mouth.
Nope.
Oh. I swear it could fly.
No, it cannot fly, but it can shoot something out its mouth.
Oh, it's fire.
It is. Fire. And I'm giving Donna a pity point there. Congratulations.
It's fire. Naturally, you say that, Donna. Like, of
it's,
course.
It's like, you know, because I watched the demo of it. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's like.
But they were doing the spitting fire.
Yeah.
Like a torch in the woods. I'm like, why are they doing that in the woods?
And Smokey the Bear would not be happy.
Not at all.
So they called it the Therminator. The Thermonator. Therminator dog. You get it?
Yeah.
And
sure.
It can emit, the company says, 30-foot jets of fire. You could imagine doing it, taking your $10,000 robot flame throwing dog out to melt your driveway snow. Like what your neighbors would think about that.
I think they'd be more impressed with Holly's answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think more people would want that. I feel like that would be a bestseller.
It could just nom, 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 nom. Okay.
Oh, these are those creepy Boston Dynamic
robots.
Yeah,
those little like.
But no, these things, you bury the lead.
Why?
These things.
What?
Are going to take over the world.
Yeah, I can't say
without
that.
A doubt.
And they are going to be the leaders of the robot uprising, and they're going to start throwing these flames at us.
Listen.
Yep.
I am a professional.
Are you?
Really?
I take no sides.
Still does.
Okay, so just whatever. Hey, let's do number four.
I'm not a professional, and I will editorialize. Thank you.
Thank you very much. What we do here. There's a volcano in Antarctica. That's got some high-class taste. On top of spewing lava and rock, what else is in the eruptions,
Donna.
The price of which is at an all-time high? Donna!
Gold.
Yeah, it is gold!
Woo!
Yes, so apparently we all need to go to this place in Antarctica. The eruptions include tiny crystals of metallic gold spewing 80 grams of this a day.
Wow.
80 grams. That's about $6,000 worth of gold being spewed out of this volcano there in Antarctica.
Wow.
The gold has also kind of blown in the wind and been detected hundreds of miles away. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but I kind of love it.
I do too.
I wish it was diamonds.
Raining diamonds.
That would have been a better story.
Kind of. Listen, I don't make them up.
That's
not like this
so
isn't a fantasy tale. This is the news. Number five. A young man from Ghana who is studying forestry at a university in Alabama set the world record doing what to trees in the Tuskegee National Forest? Tuskegee National Forest. What did he do to all the trees?
Donna?
Yes.
He's tapping them for syrup.
And it was Arbor Day on Friday when he did this.
Oh, yes!
What did he do to the trees?
He's hugging them!
He hugs the trees! That is correct.
He's a tree hugger!
Literally! He got the world record. He's 29. He set the world record for hugging 1,123 trees. He averaged about 19 a minute. He's getting a master's degree in forestry at Auburn.
Sweet.
We're tied up.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Let's
all
keep
right,
cruising here. So now we're at number six, and see who pulls ahead here. The Moulin Rouge in Paris has been around for 135 years and is considered to be the birthplace of the modern can-can dance, but most recently made headlines because this fell off the famous facade of the building.
Holly!
What is it?
One of the windmill mill things, the blade.
The wings of the windmill. That is correct.
Good job.
Wow, pulling ahead here. Holly for Steve. Yes, one of the windmill blade things. And I, the article I read, Holly, called them wings of the windmill. Yeah, I think that's
weird. I trust that article is accurate.
I like blade, too. Anyway, they fell off the front of that, you know, the big iconic thing on the top of the Moulin Rouge there. They just crashed down onto the street. They're investigating what happened. And they were thankful that this happened early in the morning when there was no one out walking on the sidewalk and it didn't hit anyone.
Oh, so gosh, that's good. Yeah, yes.
Imagine that, because they're big. Okay, number seven, let's go. This is the Donna, you could tie it up and make us go to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. Sorry, my brain is still shifting into gear.
Okay.
Milan, Italy is considering banning late night pizza and ice cream during the warm months as a way to crack down on what?
Donna.
Yes.
Loitering?
I'm going to take it.
Yes!
Unruly tourists. Apparently, the ban is needed, they say, because everyone likes to go to these pizza shops, gelato shops, and other takeaway places. And then they're like big crowds of people gather late at night outside of these places. And it's keeping up the residents, and they hate it. I mean, they love the tourism dollars, but they don't love the noise. And so, they're going to consider banning it after midnight through the summer months.
I think that's acceptable. It gets hot in Italy, though.
Oh, so hot.
My brother was there. It was in the hundreds.
Yeah. Woo.
They tried to do this previously, by the way, and then like it got so much public outcry, it got shot down. They tried to do this ban before, so we'll see if it goes through this time. We are tracking your Italian news. All right, real quick. Tiebreaker. This is for the game. Officials in Norway take protecting nature and wildlife very seriously, so it shouldn't be a surprise that a tourist was given a hefty $1,000 fine for doing what to a walrus?
Donna.
Yes, Donna.
Petting it.
I'm going to take it, and I'm going to give you the game, because getting too close or disturbing it was the crime. So petting it would be, he got too close. Nice job, Donna. Woo!
Thank you for losing, Holly.
Yeah, you can see that picture of the walrus. It's not having any of that. It's
no.
Like, what are you doing
it's
here?
It's like, get away. So the man went out onto this ice floe and disturbed the sleeping walrus. The law in that part of Norway is that people, quote, must conduct themselves in a way that prevents any unnecessary disturbances of wildlife. So, no petting.
Oh, he's so cute.
Why would you want to disturb the walrus? I have a feeling if you get on one of their bad guys, right?
They're big, right?
They're like, gonna like sit on you or like bite you with their tusks.
Yeah, those tusks. This guy's a cutie.
Don't get any ideas, Donna.
I'm sure you follow a walrus on Instagram. I'm
you know
sure
what?
You do.
I follow the walrus whisperer. I don't follow
any
walrus, but that's about to change in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
So overall, we're tied up 5-5 with the News or Lose It game. There you go.
Yay. Thank you, Maddie B. Thank you, Holly. All right, we got to take a break, but when we come back, you know what we say. If you see something, you should say something. Matt, you found a guy in PA who got quite the
tax
bill from Mr. Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever made a mistake on your taxes? I have. I'll tell you about my mistake. And then the whopper that this guy got. Coming up right here, My Talk 107.1.
Good morning and welcome back. Donna and Steve here on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Steve is out. He's in New York. He's partying with his brothers. It's very fun. He was co-hosting live with Kelly Ripa this morning. So that's awesome. You can catch that at 11 o'clock our time. And his brothers flew out to be supportive. Isn't that nice?
That is really nice.
And they made a like day of it yesterday. So that's super fun.
I'm so happy for him.
I can't wait to hear his stories, because it'll probably be every hour of the show tomorrow.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
All right, we're going to start with the stupidest thing. And then
we're
going to talk about the big tax bill that guy got.
Okay.
So I bring forth to you for consideration, ladies and gentlemen, two items that I have to say something about. First of all, what is this weirdness? this fashion stuff is, you know, these people who like, you know, they're on the runway and it's like high fashion and they're wearing like a blue tarp from Home Depot. You know, and I'm like, what is this? And that, like, I don't, there's some stuff that's so weird, I don't get it. And this is in that category. There are jeans that cost $800. Now, and I brought jeans up in the segment before, too. Like, the weird, the, and Holly, you like said, oh, no, they're kind of trendy. The big wide legs or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
You know, so I support you in, I didn't get it. It looks silly to me, but you were like, nah, these are cool. Holly, I want you to know, or I want to know what you think about these as our jeans connoisseur. These $800 jeans basically make it look like you had an accident, like you wet yourself.
There's two
versions here. There's the darker wash where it's quite obvious that there is a wet looking stain.
Oh, you think the darker wash would be more obvious?
Well, because the lighter version, it, I mean, that kind of looks like you peed yourself yesterday and it just dried. But the darker one is like, I just did this. And I don't understand this. It's a UK company, Jordan Luca, debuting stained jeans that literally look like you did not get to the bathroom in time. And they're sold out at $800 each. So they're gone.
I couldn't wait to fleece rich people. Congratulations to the brand Jordan Luca for fleecing people, being like, it is a flex for people to wear these jeans to say, I have so much disposable income that I could literally spend $800 on jeans that look like I wet myself.
Yeah, but...
What she said.
Yeah, but what about the people looking at you thinking that you wet yourself?
Yeah, but see...
What about that part?
This is the quiet luxury part of this.
That's right.
Being that they know... Only people who are in the know that you didn't actually pee yourself.
Correct. So what if you did? And
But you didn't.
And it is known that these mean that you didn't pee your pants. But this is like rich people silent language that only the other people that you actually want to interact with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the whole concept.
It's if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. It's like you can look at a t-shirt and you can be like, well, that white t-shirt just looks like a plain white t-shirt. Oh, but no. If you're in the know. You know that that white t-shirt cost $200 and was made by somebody on Savile Row. But the only way you would know that is if you also get your white t-shirts in Savile Row.
Yeah, hold on. But my point is, what if you just were not wearing those jeans and you wore regular jeans and then you actually did pee your pants?
Yeah, well, then you would be peeing your pants. because they would know. Because they know, Matt.
Okay.
They know. They would just be like,
there's a rich people.
There's a rich people pee mark and then there's a regular people pee mark?
Yes, there is, Matt.
Okay, well, I don't know. I am not rich enough to know the difference.
We're not rich enough, no.
No.
None of us are.
Okay. I would just roll my eyes if I saw that. I would just be like, yeah, okay.
Man. Anyway, so there's that for food for thought today or whatever. Just, you know, enjoy that one.
We saw something.
Yeah, we said it. This tax bill, unbelievable. Imagine this. This guy in Pennsylvania gets his state tax bill and they're like, nice letter. And they're like, hey, you owe us $34 billion.
Okay. What?
Yeah. So talk about sticker shock. So this guy had some number problems on his return. There was a number crunch. You know, at first he got his refund from the federal government for, you know, what, $900 or something. But then the second tax bill comes. And I mean, it was a gigantic number. $34.5768265.61 billion.
What? So was that his mistake?
Yeah, he made him. He had a tax preparer do his return, and they had to correct it and file an amendment. He actually does not know who exactly made this $34 billion error. If the tax preparer made a mistake, or perhaps there might have been like a glitch in the computer program, the TurboTax type things in the world that there are. But anyway, he was successful in the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue acknowledged that he really doesn't owe $34 billion.
Okay, that's good. That's a good start.
But when I was a youngin', and I used a tax preparation software to just do it on my own, which I don't recommend because this happened to me and I'm just not math savvy. And I don't know if anybody's ever made a mistake on their return before or whatever, but I didn't know what I was doing. And I was filling out the thing and I got confused about 401k versus like Roth IRA contributions or whatever. And so I like mistakenly listened to
added it all up.
Well, no, but I like just put it. I put the number for what I put into my 401k
over time
into the Roth box or whatever. During going through it, your refund's like bloop and bloop. And so like,
yeah.
I told the thing that I put all this money into a Roth IRA that I did not. And I was like, look at my refund. This is amazing. And then I like sent it off and I got a great refund that year, but you know, I wasn't supposed to. Oh, and then no. I think it was like a year or two later, I got a big scary letter from the IRS and it's like, really? I owed $3,000 back or something with it because of the penalties or whatever. I owed all this. I mean, and since that very moment, I'm like, that's it.
Hire out.
A CPA is doing my return.
I agree.
But I was just an idiot. And I'm like, they're not going to, I'm not making any money. They won't check me. Well, they did.
Yeah.
But I was an honest mistake. I really didn't understand really what I was doing. I should have probably studied it up better and like knew where I was plugging these numbers in. But I feel like those programs, sometimes they just walk you through it. And you can make an honest mistake.
I've never done it. I haven't done my taxes since I was in college.
Yeah.
You know, and even then, I was like, this is not for me. This is not my jam, you know what I'm saying. By the way, how far back do you guys save your taxes, tax return? Seven
years?
That's what I thought.
Yep. And then
I have all of mine. I'm not kidding. From when I was 14 years old I need to burn all
just
that.
Just pull out a year. Just be like, let's go look back at 92 and just see what was going on, you know?
It's fun.
Oh, is it though?
No.
I just imagine you going into your archive and be like, what was happening in the year 1994? And then you going and then it tipping over you and then you being stuck under these massive files. And then
all the neighborhood cats come and live with me.
Yeah, that's
right. They start peeing on all the papers thinking it's their litter box.
Yep. Yeah. And then it was like, we haven't heard from Donna lately. Oh, I just thought she was on vacation.
Nope. She's in the basement under a large pile of tax documents. All right, yeah, I'm going to do that. That's on my list.
Sounds like you need to have a garage sale. You need to clear some stuff out of your house.
Not with your old tax.
No.
Who wants Donna Valentine's old tag three?
I'll take them. $5. Okay.
$5. No, that's going to be part of my spring cleaning. Thank you very much, Holly. Have a great day.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir. When we come back, we've got new music from Johnny Cash after a dirt alert with Mike. That's next.